You're listening to SBS News.
Rupinder Kaur knows what it's like to contemplate suicide. The 39-year-old moved to Melbourne from India in 2008 for an arranged marriage, a common custom in South Asian culture. She says she was verbally and physically tormented by her husband and her in-laws, and during the time of the abuse, felt suicide was the only way out.
Outside, it was looking like really nice family life. You put makeup, you go into parties, look like you are a perfect family. But inside the home, what happens, no one knows. Like root cause, no one will be aware of it because I have never complained.
She's speaking out for the first time, hoping her story can help someone else who may be suffering in silence. Her local community was rocked by 6 suspected suicides of women, 5 of them understood to be mothers, all from similar ethnic backgrounds. Sergeant Damien Lehman is the officer who attended a number of the initial incidents.
Alarm bells for me that there was something that was going wrong in our community, and I wanted to be part of the solution for that problem.
Today, the coroner praised his efforts and recommended in relation to 4 of the deaths that the Department of Health review current services that support the health and well-being of South Asian women, and that Victoria Police should allocate the Family Violence Investigation Units to investigations into suspected intentional deaths from people of diverse backgrounds where there are indications of family violence or social isolation. Chris House is the principal solicitor at the Whittlesea Community Connections Legal Service and had formally requested the Coroner's Court of Victoria to intervene.
We've got to find ways to break the isolation of South Asian women in Whittlesea. It can be done by an array of agencies providing ways to get women out of the house.
Getting people out of the house and connected right now is more difficult than ever, but local community groups welcome the decision and hope more support will be on the way soon. There is help available by calling Lifeline on 13 1114 or the Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 647. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.